This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A former hospital official embezzled money from the institution's charity account. Meanwhile, Roku's been hacked. The four-day school week is now legal in Pennsylvania. And here are the top McDonald's items in the state. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Norma Galagarza was once the director of medical staff at Doylestown Hospital in Bucks County, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. Part of her duties was to oversee the charity account used by the medical staff's executive committee to make community donations or to help employees in need. Galagarza pled guilty to embezzling over $600,000 from that account on Monday, the result of a criminal investigation that began in 2022. After she had retired, after the hospital started getting insufficient fund notices for an account they didn't recognize. Galagarza has since repaid this money. Doylestown Hospital couldn't be reached by the Inquirer for comment. Roku was hacked last month, reports Lehigh Valley Live. At first, this data breach was something Roku said was small, affecting only about 15,000 people. Turns out, after concluding an investigation, Roku found another breach that affected about 600,000 users. The hackers did what's known as quote-unquote credential stuffing, cracking usernames and passwords and then applying them across different services, as people tend to use the same ones for a lot of different accounts. However, the company confirmed via statement that these hackers didn't get access to any sensitive information, like full credit card numbers. Roku also reset passwords for all affected accounts and notified users. If you're a Roku user yourself, it's recommended you enable a two-step authentication process, just in case. The four-day school week is now legal in Pennsylvania, states the Erie Times News. This podcast has previously reported on legislation that was signed into law back in December, which amended the state school code. This amendment got rid of the requirement for a minimum 180 school days, providing 900 or more hours of instruction each year. Now districts can choose between 180 school days and hourly instruction requirements. 900 for elementary school kids and 990 for secondary students. A four-day school week with extended hours can hit that requirement. Whether this type of model will take, however, remains to be seen. McDonald's is a fast food staple that, to this day, is still remembered by 90s kids everywhere for how great their Happy Meals toys used to be, says Penn Live. Nostalgia aside, Penn Steaks was curious to see which Mickey D items, many of them classics in their own right, were Pennsylvania's go-tos. In a tie for fourth place were the Happy Meal and a good old-fashioned burger. Next and third sat Chicken McNuggets, yum, and then McDonald's French fries took second. In first was the classic of the McDonald's classics, the Big Mac. Do Happy Meals still have great toys? Let me know, today in PA at PennLive.com. That wraps up today's episode. For more news, visit PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast and to give it a review if you can. Thanks ahead of time. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for some more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.